It's consoling. It's consoling to have a gospel filled with Jesus healing the masses and the crowds on this anniversary of Roe versus Wade, for the gospel to focus on the power of Jesus to heal those who touch him, those who come to him. It's consoling for us to have that gospel. Here's what came up in prayer and my thoughts around this Roe versus Wade, everyone. It's so hard to preach on it without making everybody sad. And I know you don't come to Mass to be sad. But here's what's been rolling around in my mind. If I told you I don't think you exist, how would you prove that? How would you defend that? That would be hard to defend, because in order to defend something, you have to first exist. The point is, the more obvious something is that is rejected, the more difficult it is to defend intellectually. Like if you said, Monsignor, I don't think you're a human being, prove it. I don't want to be proud, but it should be obvious I'm a human being. And it'd be hard for me to defend it if you didn't first accept that. The more obvious something is that's rejected, the more difficult it is to defend intellectually. And so on this day, when we stand in front of something that is so obvious, that we should defend the weakest, most innocent members of our society, and that's not accepted, that it appears to be reasonable to say we can take life in the womb, it's really hard to move in a reasonable manner in that conversation. Are you following me? But the fact is, everyone, the reason isn't the problem. The problem's the will. Before the fall, the intellect was meant to govern the will. The intellect was able to say, this is the truth, this is what is good. And so, will, you should want that and you should choose that. But with the fall, where we're not healed by Jesus, our will is a tyrant. I want what I want, and you, intellect, are going to do what you need to do to make that sound okay. And so the healing of our country from this is about healing the will from its rebellion. The healing is the responsorial psalm. Here I am, Lord. I come to do your will. Here I am, Lord. What you choose is what's important to me. May God help us in that. Where our own will rebels and we become unreasonable, impatient, etc., may God heal us.